Hey, beautiful beings. Welcome so much to the Hendy Show, where we are going to dive into our deep wounds and explore religious trauma and learn how to regrow roots that work for us and create our own identities and to be bold enough and brave enough to craft and pave our own unique way. And so in these episodes, you are going to explore all religions and learn how to heal through sacred tools and psychedelic healing. I am so excited for all the thought leaders that you're going to meet and all the brilliant minds that are going to come together in order to help you understand your experience more and learn how to find yourself within this realm of human life. Thank you so much for listening. I honor you for joining us today. You all to Eliezer Newman. He has personally helped me through so much in life, and that is one of the reasons why I have brought him here for you guys today. Eliezer Newman is a trained psychotherapist and founder of the Soul Directed Life, as well as creator of Discovering Yourself podcast. He is amazing at facilitating healing and growth for individuals and couples in counseling. And one of the things that really stand out for me with Eliezer is his amazing toolbox that seems to be the Mary Poppins box of amazing tools that have personally saved my life. And I know thousands of others. And I love Eliezer for his unique and dynamic background from Colorado and across America and here in Spot right now where he resides with his amazing wife, Diane. And so, and one of the amazing tools that Eliezer has in his toolbox that we're going to dive in and explore today is the use of MDMA psychotherapy. In order to help open people's hearts, bring them back to presence, and open the doors for deep and meaningful relationships, whether with themselves or with others. So this is just one of the tools that Eliezer uses, and I'm so curious, and I just want Eliezer to be able to introduce himself as well and to get to meet you guys. So Eliezer, welcome to the Hendy Israel Show, and thank you so much for being here with us. And I guess our first question, we're so curious, who are you? How did you find MDMA as a tool for your toolbox? And when do you know that you want to bust out with this tool on your patients?
Okay, well, thank you very much for having me. And I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share this important information to enhance people's toolbox. Let's talk about toolbox for a second. The idea of a toolbox, both for a therapist and for an individual seeking help and support in their personal growth and their spiritual development, is to have choices of methods to tap into under different circumstances, to not be limited to rigid and automatic responses, but to have a variety of choices. In the same way that if you're repairing something and you have the exact right size of screwdriver for the screw that you're trying to work with, it works so beautifully and it flows so beautifully and you don't do damage and you can complete the repair successfully. In the same way, when you have the right tool as a therapist and as a client, you have choices. What part of me can I bring? What method, what technique, what approach, what tone of my voice? Which part of me, my male energy, my female energy, can I bring to this particular interaction that's going to be the most helpful, the most effective? Now, in terms of being a therapist with a toolbox, frankly, many therapists are trained in very specific techniques. And I'm sure they are very high level of technicians with these techniques, probably much more than I am. I have chosen to explore a variety of approaches so that when I'm sitting in front of somebody, I can intuitively connect with a language and a tool that they can relate to, and that's available to communicate to them at that point in their life around that particular subject that they're bringing me to work with.
Wow, thank you so much. I love that. I totally hear how the right screwdriver at the right time can make things so significantly easier, as well as the tools that you have. And I honor you for going out and outside the box and playing it and seeing what's out there so that you can be of service to people in that way. So thanks for being the trailblazer for our community. And I know in your industry. And so I know that MDMA psychotherapy is used to heal at the heart space. I remember the first time you mentioned it to me, it said you called it open heart therapy. And I wanted to know a little bit why you called it open heart therapy and how this process happens for the individual. It really did, and I experienced a session with Eliezer, and that's how the session concluded with, yes, opening my heart to love more than ever before, understanding the way love works through me, and healed me in many ways as well as my relationship. So, Eliezer, why did you call it open heart therapy?
You know, the term I like to use is open heart medicine. And the open heart medicine, let's kind of just explain that a little bit. Sacred medicine, spiritual medicine, are substances which may be natural. They may come from the plant kingdom. Or in the case of MDMA, we're talking actually about a chemical, something that is produced in a laboratory. Now, I love plant medicines, and at some point we could talk more about that. But in this case, whoever came up with this molecule combination that we call MDMA, and I would suggest that anybody who's interested in the history or the particular chemical aspects can find a tremendous amount on the internet. So we won't go into that too much today, but the choice of this particular medicine is for working with the open heart. And the choice of this comes at a place in one's life where we might realize that time is moving fast, relationships are available, I have my health, I'm accessing progress and inspiration in my life, I'm ready to move forward. I will tell you that when my wife did this work with herself, she had two sessions within a short period of time, a number of years ago. She said this was 40 sessions of psychotherapy, and that was the impact that it had on her. And from that experience and my own personal experience, the potency of the experience is such that you really can take this to such a great depth and bring it to your life in such a meaningful way because of its power. And that's one of the reasons I chose this as a tool, to give people the opportunity within a short time, which is usually, let's say, about a 6-hour period or so, to impact their life and to fast forward into personal growth and spiritual development.
Wow, yeah, I can totally resonate with that. I think that for me as well, it felt like many, many, many years of therapy, as well as certain blocks that I felt could not be opened. I wouldn't know how. And it was, I can totally resonate with what you're saying. And that is super important. And it reminds me a little bit of plant medicine in the way that people experience ayahuasca as 10 years of therapy as well. So,
right. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, we talk about ayahuasca, which is a combination of plant medicines from the Amazon, My son is lives in Brazil. He's very deeply involved with the indigenous tribes that produce and use ayahuasca as a lifestyle, an ongoing experience for personal growth and community development, personal and community development. People that have been using this medicine for, who knows, hundreds of years in the Amazon. So those are the origins of that medicine. And we call that the grandmother. It's like we're being spoken to about downloads from the universe through the grandmother. MDMA has a little different focus. What I would say is that the focus on MDMA is the open heart. And the concept here that we have to understand, and maybe I'll use an example. When I'm speaking, for instance, let's say to a woman who is talking to me about the difficulty she's having with intimate relationships, and I listen to the history and ask some questions and get a real feeling. And at some point in time, especially for somebody who is, let's just say, blaming or focused on the external environment, it's very hard to find men who are open to real intimacy, and on about the external factors. Now, while there's always truth in your external situation that you find yourself, we can't control all those externals. What we can work with is ourself. So if we go inside, we might ask a question, and I do ask these women a question. And I say, okay, I understand what you're saying. One question. Are you emotionally available for intimacy? And I will tell you that most people, and women in particular that I work with, will be a little shocked at the question because it touches the core of this issue of intimacy. Are you right now emotionally available for an intimate relationship? And I would tell you that a huge number of people, even if they came in with this as a subject and a desire, will say no. And when we explore that answer, we find that there have been armor created over the course of time, usually from childhood and also from other relationships or attempts at relationships, that have conditioned them to develop a mode of protection, which we might call armor. In Hebrew, we use the term klipot, which actually means shells, a shell around your heart. And this protection around your heart is keeping your heart space from being available intimately to yourself and to another person. So this is the focus for this medicine, open heart medicine, to look at the shell that you have built up around you and to learn about that shell, to understand what place it had at what time in the past, how it does no longer serve you, and what to do to move forward. Now, that's something you can do with more traditional forms of psychotherapy as well. But what we're talking about is experiencing it, not from a mind place, but from an experiential, emotional body and heart space.
Wow. Yes. It's almost like trauma steals our capacity to be emotionally available. Something happened. We needed to build a defense that would protect us and keep us safe. That no longer serves us. So here we are facing that and ready to let it go. So, and so when you structure or facilitate a session for someone, is there a structure? How would it look or what is that like so our audience can understand?
Yeah, so there's two or three factors here. One technical factor is there are certain medicines, especially some of the psychiatric medicines, that will negate the effect of the MDMA journey, let's call it a journey, and will really be a contraindicating the use of MDMA. Not because necessarily there is a huge physiological danger, but because it'll be kind of a waste of time. It'll just minimize it and it won't be available to your system. It's very important to say at the outset that this is a chemical. This is a chemical that affects your brain function, and that people who may have problems in this area need to evaluate and do whatever research they can before they make a decision or a commitment to using this type of therapy. And the therapist has some responsibility in that regard as well. The second thing that we might just throw in at the outset is that because we're affecting brain chemistry, we want to do as much prevention and restorative work as possible. So I happen to have researched and come up with a protocol of some nutritional supplements like grapeseed and other things, vitamin C, et cetera, about four or five different supplements, natural supplements, that I give before the journey, and after and during the journey. And this mitigates the psychophysiological impact of the chemistry, the brain chemistry. So I want to just put that up front. Now back to the question of what
structure,
what choices we make and when we make them is what I'm trying to get at here. Before we create a specific structure, we have to ask ourselves, is this the right technique, medicine, journey for me? And am I ready for it now? So we have one thing about the appropriateness of the tool and the second thing about the timing of it. Now, the appropriateness of the tool has to do with to what degree the shells, the protection, the armor around your heart is interfering with your life as you want to live it. So that's one question we have to answer. The second one about timing is, am I ready for an intense personal journey into my heart? And then my specific requirement in terms of criteria is, are you ready to not only experience this, but to commit to integrate it? Because, you know, after all, we can all have high experiences. We can get high on substances. We can get high on sex. We can get high on workshops, on podcasts, on books. There's many beautiful things that we can have a one-time experience at. But the real impact that I want to have as a therapist is to help somebody grow personally and spiritually so that when they wake up in their morning, their life is being lived at a higher level. They're giving their gift. They're making an impact on the world. They're happier and they're open and their energy is flowing. They're receiving and they're giving. And that's part of thinking about the structure. Now, another thing about structure is many people have heard about MDMA. They may call it ecstasy. Ecstasy is a term that's used in the party scene and the recreational MDMA scene for many, many years. The problem there is a couple of things. Number one, you're not sure what you're getting. If you don't know the source, you're not sure if it is combined with other contaminants or other drugs that may cause undesirable side effects or even danger. The second thing is what we call set and setting. Now, what we mean by that is if you're doing MDMA recreationally as a party drug, you are putting yourself in a very intense environment, typically, a lot of times with music, a lot of times with alcohol, a lot of times with a tremendous amount of input of stimulation, so that your ability to focus on your open heart process is different than it's going to be in a therapeutic setting. The set and setting. The set is what's the intention going in, and the setting is the environment and how that space that you do it in is going to be held. So what I do, my structure, is like this. First of all, it depends if I'm working with someone already in a psychotherapeutic modality with a specific relationship that I have with them, or if they're coming just for this experience. If they're coming just for this experience, the structure looks like this. I meet with somebody ahead of time. It can be in person or on a video format. And I interview them. And I go through some of their history, some of their concerns, what they're looking to get out of this experience, any medication that they're on, etc. From that, I have a strong feeling whether I want to go ahead, whether I feel that the combination of that person and myself is a good match, and there's some positive energy there, and I feel comfortable. And they have to decide, is this the therapist that they're comfortable with? Is this a person they can trust and open up to? Trust is a big issue in this methodology, in this tool. The second part of the structure then is a follow-up after homework is given. What's the homework and why do you give homework? You know, the problem with psychotherapy historically is that it's slow and that this idea that it's a big financial thing, you know, where there's a 50-minute hour in the traditional psychiatric model is just doesn't work for me. It may work for some people, but you know, once a week, 50 minutes, or every other week, 50 minutes, and as soon as you sit down, you're almost ready to leave. It just doesn't work for me. So my sessions, my traditional sessions, are 2 hours. The MDMA experience is approximately 6 hours, and then you stay overnight. So it's an extended experience, it's an intense experience, and it's experiential learning. It's not learning just with the mind. The homework I give, therefore, is like this. I ask you to do a history of your heart. What does it mean? It means that you begin from your earliest memory as a child and share with me. And I ask people to write it up, to type it up, to put it in a Word document or send it to me in a format that I can read. And people do from one page to 10 page, whatever they feel like. And the history of your heart is all the events and the people and the drama that have impacted your heart. It can be beautiful, inspirational, heart healing experiences, heart expanding experiences, or can be trauma and damage and abuse and negative experiences that you had with your heart. And you'd be amazed at the intense memories and emotions that come up when you do this exercise. And even just the exercise in itself has a lot of value and therapeutic impact for people. The next session is around evaluating that, looking at that. Now, I will have by that time reviewed the document, highlighted things that I think are important. What comes out of that next session is a very specific purpose of focusing on what events in your heart history created such an impact that you're still carrying that with you, both for the good and for the negative. What did you learn and what are you still carrying? In a sense, we could say, what's the baggage that you're bringing to your next intimate experience, for instance, if we're focused on that? And how does it contaminate or affect your heart being 100% purely open with a lot of love and sensitivity and vulnerability? So that's the question that's being asked from this document, to bring forth what impact that you're carrying forward from these experiences. Now, with that impact, we then decide if we're ready to create affirmations. Now, most of you have probably heard about affirmations. Affirmations are a very specific directive that you're giving yourself, that you write and put it up in the mirror, in the bathroom, and any other place you can think of posting it to remind you of who you want to be and to act as if you are already in that space. And I'll ask you, for instance, Hendy, since you do this work, can you share an affirmation that you use with yourself so we can really get this idea of affirmation?
Yeah, and you know, you really reminded me of the ending of my journey, which was, yes, such a deep emotional journey into my heart space. And the affirmation that came to me was, I am love. Because in my life, I always thought I needed to learn how to love, or there was something I was doing wrong. And this open heart medicine really showed me that my presence and just looking at someone in the eyes, just being in front of someone, is love. I'm always love. I am love. And I've been using that affirmation, and I've really been stepping into that more and more ever since our journey. And I also love how you created the space. It was almost, you went from being my therapist to becoming my shaman. And I saw you in the way that you facilitated this ceremony. It was such an amazing setting for me to have such an experience, such a soul, body, and heart experience. So thank you so much for that. And the trust that was there, I feel very blessed that I was able to experience this with you. And it's interesting because we spoke about these traumas that can happen. And I didn't ever see myself as someone that suffered from PTSD. But now that I've went through my journey with the medicine, I realized that I had so many layers around my heart. And just being alive and in this human experience, there's going to be trauma. And so for me, recognizing that I have so many, what you said, klipot, that were around my heart, and just remembering who I am, which is love, that was the healing, the catalyst to letting go and shedding a lot of these layers that were surrounding my heart. And so as we conclude this podcast, I just want for you to know that it, for someone that is interested in possibly working with you, and whether it's traditional for psychotherapy or any of the other tools you use, and or a session with this medicine, how can they find you? How can they reach out? Please let my audience know.
Sure, thank you. Well, first of all, email is always accessible. So that's Eliezer Bobsky at gmail.com. That's Eliezer Bobsky at gmail.com. And that's the easiest way, really. Also, you can obtain my WhatsApp number and send me a message that way. And that number is +972 52 676 0840. And if you're local in Israel, it's 052-676-0840, just as the straight number. And just contact me and set up an initial interview. And if you feel good after that, we'll go through the heart history, the follow-up to the heart history, the intention that comes out of that, and setting up affirmations, and then actually structure a six-hour active session in a very private, calm, beautiful environment with candles in the dark, with music and a nice playlist, and in a very secure environment where you can express yourself, you can access your heart, and see what stands in the way with having the most intimate experiences with yourself and with others.
So beautiful. Thank you so much for serving society in this way. Thank you so much for healing my heart and for all the wisdom you give me. And I'm sure we're going to see you back here on this podcast, going deep diving into other areas to help everyone here grow, as well as myself. Thank you so much, Eliezer. Be blessed and have a wonderful day.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.